free kick just inside the Avenue half, and green and white striped shirts are trying to mark up the men and keep it tight at the back on the edge of the penalty as it drifted in towards Knowles. Knowles with the head, he's missed it. Dempsey as well, it looks like that could be an own goal, you know, but Kitchen's claiming it. And Rushall have taken the lead. The free kick came in, up went Dempsey and Knowles. They both look to have missed it or misjudged it. And I think we have to give that one to Kitchen, who got the decisive touch. Rushall take the lead. And it's very disappointing that on 15 minutes, Park Avenue are behind. 17 minutes. Now's the corner from this left-hand side. Goldshirt start to make the run now towards the far post. The Bengs there. Good header through the legs and in again. A second goal in quick succession from a set piece. It's Nick Amos with the goal. And this is really disappointing for Avenue.
And I'd like to say that was poor defending, but in truth, there was no defending at all.
Here comes O'Brien. Drifted towards the far post. Headed back in. And there's Greaves off the line, cleared away by Rushall's number six again. In fact, it was Johnny Haynes.
I mean, that was literally on the line, that wasn't it? It
Greaves with the header. Not a green shirt in sight. It's cleared away by Rushall. Falls through O'Brien. Now try one from distance off the post. Will it fall for Billy Law? No, it won't. And Rushall clear it at the second attempt. Good drive from Rob O'Brien off the post. There is a final whistle. Celebrations from Rushall Olympics bench and the players. They were ninth coming into this match. They'll have really improved their standing in the league this year so far with that result. And of course, Park Avenue's defeat sees them struggle and stutter towards the last 100 metres of the season, but there is plenty of chance to react, plenty of chance still for Park Avenue to get into the playoffs. So from that perspective, all is not yet lost, but a very disappointing afternoon here sees it end at the Horsefall. Bradford Park Avenue 0, Rushall Olympic 2.
And it was all determined by a very poor start by Avenue in the first 20 minutes of the first half. They never really got into the swing of the game. They were missing the passes. They were not defending properly. And the end result were two goals in the 15th and 17th minutes. And it's been an uphill battle ever since then, I think.